the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil fa. Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing the concept of nearness and closeness to the Almighty Allah. We concluded in the previous episode that based on the different verses of the Holy Quran, there are seven stages, that these stages are in fact the natural direction for human perfection that is clearly depicted in the Holy Quran. Of course, the ignorant ones are always choosing to stay away from the right path, and it is as though there is nothing in this world except their own material and superficial pleasures. But based on the things we mentioned, we could now conclude that there are different effects for supplication. In the previous episode, we started discussing this fact, that the first effect of supplication could be understood with an eye on the points we mentioned. The first effect of supplication is that it fills out the gap that exists in the human nature. This filling out will stop man's falling in the wrong path. It will help him to avoid the dangers in his path and his journey. And this is because of the fact that resorting to these limited powers causes man to engage in flattering others, causes in his humiliation and mental failures. And it also causes, above all, to forget the Almighty Allah, the absolute cause. And as a result, man will suffer greatly. So the school of supplication, what supplication does, is that it is actually a general invitation to all needy, depressed, and sufferers. And it gives them the promise to accept and to respond to these needs on the part of the great Almighty's power. And this power is the only power that can solve the problems.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, هر کجا مشکل Jawab on Jorawad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har Kujor Keshti Op on Jorawad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ob Kamju Tishnagi Ovar Bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Tabeju Shad Obaz Balova Asper. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the merciful God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah. Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So, as we concluded, the first effect of supplication is that it fills out the gaps existing in the human nature, and it causes man to forget about these material beings. He will be connected to the Almighty Allah. But the second effect of supplication is in the relation of the unlimited divine power with the weak man, which will bring forth permanent security for man. This relation will fill out his mental gap. This will bring him grandeur. This will bring him glory. And this glory is important because with that, man can confront problems easily. It is the verse of the Holy Quran, and it depicts, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. This picture is clearly seen. بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Surely, by Allah's remembrance, are the hearts set at rest. So, as the verse says, God's remembrance is the only pacifying agent which dominates us all. At the time of Imam Ali's death, how was he described? He was described in this way, كُنْتَ كَالْجَبَلْ. You were like a mountain, Ali. لَا تُحَرِّكُهُ الْعَوَاسِفْ. Which could not be moved by storms. وَلَا تُزِيلُهُ الْقَوَاسِفْ. It could not be moved by tornadoes. It is really strange that man at this stage does not surrender to any power. Why? Because he has connected his capabilities, his power, to an everlasting power. And this is what we see in the lifestyle of all the infallibles, in their words, in their relations, and in their teachings. In fact, the school of Islam is the school with supplication that causes man to connect to the Almighty Allah. We have seen many of these instances in the words of the Ahlul Bayt, specifically in their own supplications. We will refer to one of them, inshallah, in the next episode. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.